This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Pretty amazing thing when you get right down to it. Without the sun, there is no earth. There is no
nothing. Could not exist.
Zero. Nope. It doesn't do us any good to complain about the sun because it's there right in the summertime. Oh, it's too hot. Oh, I'm getting a sunburn. Oh, wintertime. It's too cold.
I'm still getting a sunburn. SPF.
You can get a sunburn. And if you're a skier, especially, you go out on the slopes on a sunny day, wow, you can get a good sunburn. Though the weather, I think the focus here is on how the weather is improving around the country, because the jet stream, when there is an El Nino year, as we have this year, the jet stream tends to go south. And so what we're seeing and what you're going to feel, we've had a couple of weeks of really cold weather around the country. It's been, maybe 3-4 weeks. As far south as Texas, freezing temperatures, but all that is changing now. So that we'll have pretty much where you and I are in the northeast, Jay. You're in Ohio, I'm in Massachusetts, or at least I am right now. And for the next couple of days, the weather up in the 40s and 50s, it's 27 on the farm right now down at the barn. But it's supposed to go up tomorrow at this time, probably about 10 degrees warmer. And that's because the warm weather that's coming across the northern plains and into Chicagoland and this way in this direction will dominate the weather for the next 10 days or so. Not much snow anywhere. So there you go. That's the weather. Now let's do food. Let's do food. I'm going to have a conversation this week on Good Day Health with both Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus about COVID-19 shots. I've had this conversation with Ken already. He and I often talk. Well, we're all friends, so we talk often on the phone, quick conversations about this, that, or the other thing. And so I said to Ken the other day that I thought that my problems, my health problems with this cough, dry cough that I've had for a couple of months, and companion virus that was so virulent. He says the toughest year for flu for decades. Jay sent me an interesting note last week about the impact of the COVID shots, and whether she's got me thinking about this. And Jay, if you want to go into that, because I'm going to present a solution. Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go. The idea of shots and what it does to your body. Everybody's body is different, so I'll give you that much. And the doctors will give you that much. We all have. That's why the fact that there's DNA from all of us that now can be tested and you can be shown. It's like fingerprints. Right? Everybody's fingerprints are different, so your DNA is different.
Yeah,
so because of that, my theory is that the DNA in your body is affected by these shots. And there are a lot of people, my pharmacist is one who agrees with that. In fact, he steers me away from most of the medicine that I might take, like the shots. He steered me away from taking any more shots. I didn't really want to anyway. But he said, you don't know really what the impact has been. And so Jay got me thinking about what might have happened because I had the first round of shots. So the solution now to the problem, it can be as simple as pineapples and pineapple juice. Whether or not pineapples can be a new weapon against COVID-19, the pineapple juice that you could use for your cough, and it may be, according to some doctors, it may be the solution for the injection that you took. And the other question, okay, is it the weapon? But the other side of it is, what do you have to lose by drinking pineapple juice? I like
pineapple. Pineapple juice, yeah. It's just try it anyway. Like, why
how
not?
Could you be,
pineapple juice is delicious.
Yeah, but how could you be allergic to it? What is there in there?
How could you be allergic to pineapple? Yeah. People are allergic to different things. If someone's allergic to pineapples, then that might not be something to try. But back to the COVID vaccine, one of the things I found so fascinating is how even just the vaccine itself affected people so differently. I know people who had the vaccine, and they didn't experience any side effects from
they
it.
Got the
other
shots.
People, other people had, like, exhaustion. I had the first two rounds, the first two doses, and then I had one booster, so I had three shots total. And each shot I got, I was progressively worse. I think after the booster, I had to even call off of work for 2 days because I was so violently ill just from that booster. Mm-hmm. That I swore already then before I started feeling like I'm having some complications from it, but I already swore it off of like, I am too sick from getting the vaccine. And yes, I got pretty sick from COVID, but... Yeah. It's just absurd. And the whole idea that if somebody's against the COVID vaccine, then they're automatically these anti-vaxxers and all of this stuff. I'm okay with other vaccines. I get the flu shot every year. But when it comes to the COVID vaccine, decide for yourself. Take it up with your doctor if you have questions. But everybody needs to just stay out of other people's business and stop telling people that they should get it or they're idiots if they get it and all of this stuff.
Well, but that's the tone that we have in our country these days. That's it. You fit in. I remember I told the story on the air last year when Megan, about this time as a matter of fact, Megan and Miles were here because we didn't do Christmas together, so they came out here before. No, it was the beginning of January before Miles and Megan had to go back to school. And so we went into Boston on a train. Miles loves to ride on the train. And Megan and Miles put masks on. And I posted that picture on my Facebook page and was attacked by a couple of Jerkleburgers who said, "What's the story with a mask? Why are you letting your children wear a mask?" I thought to myself, "You jerk. Hello, personal choices. Megan chooses to wear. I chose to wear for a while, and then I didn't think it made much difference because most of the masks were nonsense. The only good mask was that N95 mask, and I made sure that the two of them had it. And I wore it when I thought given the fact that I travel as much as I do, I probably ought to wear it more than I do. But I don't. And so that's my choice, their choice, your choice. But don't be taking shots at people because they choose to wear the mask. It's just that's the kind of stuff Jay's talking about. Mm-hmm. It just gets, they get into you because you don't fit into some groove. Well, take your groove and use it for something else. So the pineapple
is not always about COVID, too. Yeah, and with the mask, it's not always about COVID, too. Sometimes people, maybe they already, I will notice if I feel I have a cold and I'm coughing a lot and I'm sneezing a lot and I have to go to the grocery store, I'll wear a mask just out of courtesy to other people because I know I'm coughing and sneezing a lot. I want to keep my germs to myself, but I will fly with a mask. And that is because people smell. I have noticed how bad people smell in enclosed spaces. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever sat next to somebody who you can tell they have not washed their denim jeans in weeks, possibly, that is a very unique smell. And a mask just
is
a little bit of a barrier, and you can put a little bit of essential oil on that mask, and you can smell something pleasant without offending other people with your essential oil. Yeah. And sometimes it's just about privacy and the fact that some people smell.
You're making me think about stuff. I just thinking to myself, Jay's so right that people, I try to ride in the front of the plane as often as I can because I don't like being in close quarters. I'm a little, I used to be a lot more conscious of being closed in than I am now. But the business about being in a bigger seat and having a bed and that kind of stuff when I take a trip across the country, that's what I want to do. But you're right. You get up and I often, most of the time I'm on the aisle. Once in a while I get into the window and you get up and you walk across somebody to get out and you can smell what Jay's talking about. Mm-hmm. And it isn't just men, it's women too.
Yeah.
Who have worn their clothes longer than they probably should have. You change your underwear every day, boys and girls.
Yeah, change those. But let's be honest. Are we all really only wearing a top or a pair of pants once before washing it? We're all wearing it a couple of times.
Yeah, exactly.
But not for weeks and on end.
No. Oof, stinky bunga. But so the business about the pineapple, though, somebody will say to me, Ken will say to me, that it hasn't been scientifically... there hasn't been a scientific journal or a peer review done of whether pineapple fixes the problem. You know what? I wouldn't say this. I wouldn't say it to Ken because I have too much respect for him. But my response to that here and now is, so what? What do you have to lose? Pineapple's good for you no matter what. So take it. Maybe it'll help you out. It's a suggestion, right? We're full of suggestions. Anyway, that'll be one of the things that we talk about. Good Day Health in the weekend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Jack Stockwell, two different hours of a very different approach to your medical realities. So I invite you, as I do every week, to partake. It's on different times, different. Most every station that carries this program carries those programs different times over the weekend. So Good Day Health, something to look to enjoy or learn from. I have looked at a survey of young left-leaning voters who are not planning to vote for Joe Biden and who it is that they say they're going to. You know, it's funny how you gravitate to stories that agree with you. And so I'm looking at all these young voters who want a third party. They don't think America is being served by. There's an interview with, these are about six or seven different youngsters, different backgrounds. Some of them come from conservative families. Some of them come from liberal families. So the Democrats and the party machine is going to put Joe Biden up. Okay, that's fine. There's a survey suggesting that 37% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29 have a negative view of both Joe Biden and Donald Trump. That is, they are not going this is like 4 years ago it was 28%, so now it's 37%. Numbers going up. And there are more young people who are more politically engaged now than they used to be, and they don't want to vote for Joe Biden. They just think that we better go in a different direction. So let's see what impact that has on the voting. Now it's 18 after on Good Day.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgraded smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Hear that? The sound of your antique fountain pen gliding across linen paper as you journal in the park. And if you were here, you'd be inspired by the warm breeze. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the wind in your face on the road is all the inspiration you need. So if you ride, get a quote and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Now that's inspiring. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
After the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, social media time. You can connect with us on our social media handle, at Good Day Networks. Jay normally posts a question a day. It's always what, you know, there's always room for you and your thoughts. As I say, whether you're on Facebook or Instagram or X, it's at Good Day Networks. The big buzz today, and I mean serious, huge buzz, is on the hearing yesterday. Actually, there's been a focus on this pretty much all week. The five most prominent tech executives appeared at a hearing on Capitol Hill. They were certainly berated by lawmakers for creating a crisis in our country. They were accused of ignoring the spread of child sexual abuse material on their platforms. There were 4 hours of needling comments back and forth from the Senate Judiciary Committee, all appropriate in my mind, all aimed at Meta and X and these other outfits. As a matter of fact, a couple of senators said, that they had blood on their hands and that users would die waiting for them to make changes. Some of the other senators compared the tech firms to cigarette makers. The senators pressured the executives to say on the record whether or not they support the Kids Online Safety Act, which is something that has huge bipartisan support now from dozens of senators. It's posed by the ACLU, but okay, so what else do you expect? The Electronic Frontier Foundation says, no, this is censorship. This is one of the most remarkable things. Mark Zuckerberg, and let's see here, Evan Spiegel apologized to parents at this hearing. The apologies were delivered after all of the stuff that I just explained. Apologies came first from Zuckerberg after he was confronted by Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri about issues like the number of girls who are exposed to unwanted nudity on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Meta product.
There was one family there that lost a child who purchased drugs on Snapchat.
Yep, right.
There are just no safety precautions to keep children safe. And the whole hearing itself was called Big Tech and the Online Child Sexual Exploitation Crisis.
Yeah. Well, it is, isn't it? I wonder about my children, not my children, but my grandchildren, and what they're going to confront, frankly. And, yeah, there are a bunch of old geezers that are in the Senate that maybe don't know how to use Facebook or they don't know how to use their device or whatever it is. But still, that doesn't change the urgency nor the focus of this. There were family members there whose children have been victims of all kinds of things, as Jay was saying, and then there's harassment. And Zuckerberg said, quote, "I'm sorry for everything you've been through." Well, you jerk, you're the one who basically enables it.
Yeah, where are the words, "I'm sorry for not doing a better job with the companies to protect your children, to protect the children, to protect all children." It was one of those, like, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, rather than I'm sorry for what I did that made you feel that way.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, he also said it's terrible, no one should have to go through the things that your families have suffered. Okay, but that still doesn't, what are you going to do about it there, Mr. Zuckerberg? And then he said, this is why we've invested so much, listen to this, and we're going to continue during industry-wide efforts to make sure no one has to go through the things your family has had to suffer. What do you mean? What are you doing? You could do something right now, right this second, right this minute, to stop purchasing, allowing drugs to be purchased at Snapchat, if you will. Right? And so this guy says, I'm so sorry we have not been able to prevent these tragedies. Oh, my God, you can prevent them in 2 seconds. Just keep them off. You got all kinds of other ways of keeping people off who say things that you don't agree with. What a bunch of baloney. All right, well, let's see where it goes. 28 after, and I'm going to have to calm down. This is a good day.
No, it's not your imagination. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Same cost, smaller package. How rampant is this now? Merriam-Webster's dictionary has added the word shrinkflation. Official definition, the practice of reducing a product's amount or volume per unit while continuing to offer it at the same price. That cereal box is thinner. Fewer chips, more air in that bag. Fewer pills in the bottle. Shop smart for brands you want the way you shop around for the cheapest gasoline. Price per gallon is posted right there on the sign, and you'll find unit price, possibly in smaller print, right next to the item price in the supermarket. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A federal judge in California is rejecting a lawsuit by pro-Palestinian groups seeking to force the Biden administration's hand. They want the White House to put a stop to the Israeli military offensive in Gaza, which has left more than 26,000 Palestinian civilians dead. In dismissing the case, the judge said he did not have jurisdiction over the matter. If your kids consume energy drinks, their brain might be at risk. According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. Actor Alec Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter charges in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Hanya Hutchins on the New Mexico movie set of Rust. Baldwin waived his arraignment and entered the plea in a court document that was filed Wednesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hello, my name is Lance Evan Fisher.
I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
It's gonna be a good day.
The water's boiling.
Hello!
Ah! Hi there, Mrs. Doubtfire.
That was a good movie. Doubtfire was a really good movie, and I feel like it hits differently when you watch it as a child versus when you watch it as an adult.
How so?
Well, understanding why Robin Williams' character was so adamant about doing whatever he needed to do to see his children, the love of a parent to a child, and also why Sally Field's character was so upset when he had that party while she was at work and brought a giant farm animal into the house. Like, no. She had every right to be flipping tables.
There you go. All right, here we are with a focus on a radio program. It's not television. You don't have to have your eyes working well. You just have to be able to listen. We were talking about Huey Lewis earlier and how he is able to perform even though he's lost his hearing. He has the same sort of thing that bothered Rush Limbaugh, Meniere's disease, and then the complications from it. And in essence, how if you're, it got me to thinking about what cherished, you know, we take our, a lot of our senses for granted, right? The touch, the eyes, the smell, the taste, your ears, what you can hear. And if you don't have it, ever know anybody who is deaf? I've known people who were deaf. And it's interesting how it changes their speech pattern, among other things. Just the whole idea of being thankful for your ability to hear things. Imagine if you went to school and you were put in front of the class and you were asked to talk. When you talk, you only say what you think you know. When you listen, though, you have the opportunity to learn more than you know. So it's so important to have the ability to tune into voices and to tune into thoughts and to just tune in. Protect your ears. Protect your hearing. I have a hearing test every year. It started when my daughter said, "Dad, you sure you're hearing everything?" Okay, because I have a habit of saying, "Huh? Do you ever know? Do I do that with you, Jay? I don't know if I do it."
I haven't noticed you do that, but I do know a lot of people will say, "Huh?" or "What?"
Huh?
And it's not that they didn't hear, but it's just kind of how their brain quickly is processing the information, and it's almost like a pause. Because have you noticed if you take a pause without saying something as acknowledging that you heard the person speak while you're thinking, then they repeat it because it's, they think you didn't hear them. It's like, no, I'm processing. Give me a moment. Like, you have to do something, because I'm the same way. If I say something and somebody doesn't respond, I'm like, hello. It's like, no, give me a second.
Are you listening? You hear me?
I will not be ignored.
So and that's one of the things I was taught as the disc jockey in the 60s and 70s. There was a red light in the studio. Anybody who's listening that was around then and playing music, you remember what happened when there was dead air. A second of dead air and the red light would go on in the studio. Because you're not supposed to have any dead air. Everything's got to be tight. So as I matured and started doing talk in 74 and got into it really in the 80s, by the time I was in mid-80s, I had a couple of pretty good jobs. And one of the things that I used to punctuate what I was saying was silence. I'd make a point and I'd stop and just let it roll into people's ears, into their head. And it was so foreign to people, even people I was working for, program people, is there a problem? Is there something going on in the studio? Why aren't you talking? And I would say, I'm just trying to get to a point where people can actually hear what I'm saying. If it's something that was I deemed important or earth-shattering, you know, we all think all of our thoughts are earth-shattering, right? Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. And now I do the same thing here from time to time. I'll just let, you know, especially if Jennifer and Jay are teasing me, I'll just let it go and, you know, it'll make the situation worse for them. Not for me. I'll just stop. Listen,
I don't
what
tease.
What? Where? No.
I just laugh.
Jennifer is a bad influence. Right, exactly. All right, so NASA, the website. My mind is thinking about a lot of things today, as it usually is. Earlier on, we had a conversation about, a quick conversation about the sun and where we'd be without it. And we'd be no place because there would be nothing without the sun. And then I started thinking again about my fascination with the NASA website. So every day I go in there and try to find something new. And what I found today that's new, according to NASA and the exploration that's going on at Mars, they've discovered that there is a mountain, a volcano, that apparently has been active in the last 100,000 years. And it's an astounding 5 miles above sea level. So it's three times larger than Mount Everest, which is the largest mountain that we have here on the Earth. And so when you look at some of the dimensions, not only of this mountain, but of some of the other mountains that are on the Martian, the equivalent of the Rocky Mountains, shall we say. It's pretty fascinating. Also, on the NASA website today, the Moonwalker's footprints, the fact that they have figured out that those footprints, you know, there's a lot of dust. When you, if you look at the video of the lander, the moon lander, landing apparatus, you see the dust kind of spraying up around it. But when the first step was made, remember, one small step for man, one large step for mankind?
Yeah, mankind. Mm-hmm.
Right. So that footstep will be on the moon for millions and millions and millions of years. It will not be erased by wind because there is no wind. There's dust, but there's nothing to carry the dust because there's no wind. There's no atmosphere. What about that, huh? Remember, this was made 50 years ago, and we think, oh, is it still there? Yeah, it'll be there 50 million years from now. Right? And hopefully we don't mess things up so that we can still have a moon in 50 million years. And so the other thing that is there, and as part of the whole business about the Webb telescope and what's the essence of time travel, we were talking yesterday about how the moon, that helicopter that's no longer in service, could be activated in 8 seconds, and we did the math, and it was like you got a headache after you did the math. But you think about the stars that we're looking at right now, you're actually seeing what they look like millions of years ago. And it's so hard to, and this is even in our own, this is in our galaxy. Never mind what is outside everywhere else. Do you wonder, when you look at a particular star, if it still exists? It's more than likely that it doesn't, which is kind of interesting.
So, we're seeing things from the past. Yeah. Our current time is somewhere else's past.
Yeah. Okay, so what will happen in the next 4 billion years? I want to talk about that for a second, then I got to move into some other stuff that's a little bit more temporal. The Milky Way, our galaxy, is going to collide with our neighbor galaxy, the Andromeda, in 4 billion years. How in the world anybody figures this out is way beyond my pay grade.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a tragedy, but apparently the merger of our two galaxies will lead to a new and more complex galaxy. We won't know anything about it. Don't you want to be around, though, 4 billion years from now and kind of figure out what the heck is going on?
Are we talking about being cryogenically frozen and then waking up then? Or just being alive for that length of time? Because there's a lot of stuff to see. That just gives me anxiety thinking about it.
Blows your mind, doesn't it, huh? All right, Elon Musk. Let's go back to Mr. Musk. We had a story in our social media department about this new company that he's got that's installing a brain chip in somebody's brain to fix brain cancer or brain problem, whatever it was. And Jay turns up her nose at it thinking that this is not cool. Mm-hmm. How are you going to keep somebody from hacking your brain? That's a good question. Okay, so yesterday, a Delaware judge tossed out Mr. Musk's $56 billion pay package. The people who work at Tesla and some of the stockholders have finally woken up. He paid himself last year $50 billion from Tesla. So there's no profit and then some. So this year, he was slated to make $56 billion in his Tesla pay package. And so a judge yesterday in Delaware said, nope. No, no. And as a result of that, I thought this was interesting. The shares of Tesla dropped a couple of points because investors think that Tesla is him and he is Tesla. So is that, all of those of you who have those crap can Teslas, what do you think about that? The Tesla board. What are you laughing at?
Just the way you word it. How you like it now?
Yeah, right. It's a piece of crap. Anyway, the Tesla board has been criticized for not getting in front of this or allowing him to set his own pay, et cetera, et cetera. You look at Forbes magazine. Is he the richest guy in the world? Well, if he gets $56 billion this year, he will be. He's got a 10-year payout agreement. And mostly he gets paid based on the price of stock. Yeah, that's really, we keep talking about this stuff with regard to what's wrong with our system. The people, what's wrong is that the people who run these companies get paid on the value of the stock. That's it. They can figure out any way they want to screw around with you, their customers. As long as the stock price goes up, they get paid more. And that's the system. Not bad. It just, you know, it's it doesn't always lead to the best results. So, at the moment, Musk is worth $210 billion. All right, will he be the first person that gets to $1 trillion? Is that discussion, or is it going to be Bezos, or is it going to be Bill Gates, or, you know, who is it going to be?
Yeah, I think that they're definitely in the top five. It's going to more than likely be one of them.
Yeah.
Who's top right now? It's Bill Gates, right?
No, it's just Musk.
Musk
I think it's Musk. Musk, maybe it's one of the three of them. I don't remember which one. You know, Forbes magazine has all of that stuff. There's a bunch of stuff floating around about this personal stuff that I want to get to. Before I do that, though, because we're running a little tight on time in this half hour, the couple of guys that were stranded in the Gulf of Mexico, they were rescued by a Carnival cruise ship. Did you see that? The staff of the Carnival Jubilee spotted this guy who was just floating out in the open water.
They were in
the boat
kayak.
He was in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a little kayak. And it sunk. So the Carnival cruise ship picked him up. Sounds like a bad scene from the Titanic. All right, 48 after on Good Day.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the too sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Doug Stefan with my friend Elizabeth Miller. If you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, but there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking, when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach, so the people can go in, because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And, you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who will put together custom packages for you, too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
Ukrainian.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Three past the hour. Time now on the Good Day. Well, it's Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down Mount Dora, Florida. Remember, you can reach out to him anytime at 352-735-1400. You can reach out to us with your questions for Dr. Ken by dialing 855-999-3684. Is that a number that's easy? Do I do that too fast? Ken, do I need to? It's 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken, day or night. Help yourself. Here's a question that has been asked, and it's very pertinent. Why are there so many people sick right now? Respiratory virus season. You and I talked about this, I think, off the air as to what's going on, how I feel kind of weird because I've gotten this really virulent flu a couple of times in the last couple of months. I don't like it, and I'm trying to do something about it, because it's not me having the cough and stuff that seems to come around. And this is not COVID stuff either, right?
Well, it's all part of it. In the winter, these respiratory viruses are more potent. They spread more effectively. They last longer. And this year, we're getting a triple whammy like we've never had before. We have a very potent flu virus. We have COVID, a new variant, and we also have now RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, which usually affects the young, the newborns, the infants, and now it's affecting adults. So there's a triple whammy of viruses that are usually present this time of year, but they're present this year in much more intense forms. So it's just all of this coming together at the wrong time, and that's why it's been a rough season. The good news is it looks like, and this goes week to week, hopefully I can continue to say this, but it looks like the peak of this has come and it's coming down. So let's just hope that it continues to come down and just be careful in crowds.
All right. What are some of the symptoms of RSV. I think that's been, people hear it and they don't really know what the difference is between that and a virulent flu and COVID, because they're all kind of the same thing, aren't they?
Right. They all run together. They all have common symptoms. So even physicians can't tell this. And there are tests that need to be run. Flu has one. Obviously, COVID has one. But RSV asked me, what are the symptoms? Runny nose, sore throat, cough, headache. What does that sound like? Everything.
Something the flu.
Specific. Exactly.
Yeah.
But those are the symptoms of RSV. So as a physician, it's so hard to tell. And the most common variant right now that we see in COVID-19 also has more of an upper respiratory, not the one that we saw originally back in 2020 that affected mostly the lungs. Now it's more sinus. So it's very confusing right now trying to diagnose this as physicians. Just think about being a patient, how rough this is.
Yeah, yeah.
And even I'm seeing some people who have strep throats that go to the doctors with these symptoms. I heard a couple just last week going to the doctor with these symptoms, and actually the doctor's diagnosing strep throats. You have to throw that in there also in the mix right now. So there's really four possibilities of issues, and it's not easy being a doctor or a patient right now.
The reason I brought it up is because looking at hospital admissions, these stats for the last month or so, all these things we're talking about, the flu, RSV, COVID, ticking up or did during December, as you're suggesting, in January they've gone down. And how many people are ending up in the hospital is a question. One of the things yesterday when I was giving blood, we're talking about Mass General and how the publicity for Mass General says we can't take any more people, the beds are all full. The reality is they don't have enough people to take care of the people that are in the beds. It isn't that the hospital's full, it's that they don't have enough people, nurses and staff, to take care of the people there, and that looks to me like a universal problem, right? Am I right on that?
It's absolutely a problem. So, and, you know, be kind to your healthcare worker is a good idea, and any support that we can get would be much appreciated, and it is very hard to right now, that's a big problem.
Yeah. Well, I think that we keep our eye on it, and there are always going to be questions. And I think maybe because so many people are sick, it'll be a good thing for us, maybe in this section, the Good Day, the questions on Good Day Health for Ken, questions for Dr. Ken, to deal with not only the sickness, but how to keep yourself, if you're not sick, how to keep yourself that way. So that comes up perhaps next week in our questions for Dr. Ken. Ken and Doug here at 59 after the hour.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.